Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, all of you, my beautiful, magical friends, welcome. It's time for another episode of Magic Universe with Sharona. And I am your host, Sharona Rapsick, coming to you live from the Big Apple, New York City. And it is my honor and pleasure to be with you today. This is a live call-in radio show where we talk all about co-creating miracles with the angels and everyone. In all areas of our lives by using the help of the angels, along with the divine energy of the universe. Magic Universe is brought to you by the Psychic Talk Radio Network, the Radio Network with Spirit, and Psychic U, an online university for psychic studies. Please visit www.psychictalk.net to learn more about our past and upcoming radio shows. Our hosts, as well as all of the online courses that we offer at Psychic U. This show is also brought to you by the IAAP. That's the International Association of Angel Practitioners, the very first worldwide organization that was formed to educate, connect, and celebrate spiritual practitioners and entrepreneurs around the world. Please visit www.angelpractitioners.com to learn more. And finally, today's episode is also being sponsored by the ARE of New York City, a nonprofit organization formed by a core group of service-oriented volunteers inspired by the work of America's psychic Edgar Cayce. To learn more, go to www.edgarcaycenyc.org. That's Edgar Cayce with a Cayce spelled C-A-Y-C-E followed by N-Y-C. Magic Universe with Sharona is a live call-in show. Here we talk about the magical, abundant, and loving universe of angels, crystals, energy healing, tarot cards, aromatherapy, the cycles of the moon, the laws of attraction, raising our personal energy, and much, much more. Magic Universe is on the air live, always on the second and fourth Sunday of each month. You can listen to our show on psychictalk.net/live on your internet browser, and you can also listen in using your phone too by simply calling in. The number to call is 714-816-4628. Once again, that's 714-816-4628. But remember, that's just to listen in. If you would like a mini reading or to ask a question or maybe share your knowledge regarding today's topic, in other words, if you want us to answer your call so that you are live on the air, you must press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will flag us on the switchboard. Please remember, though, that we do take calls in the order that they are received. So don't hang up because you will lose your place in the queue. So don't be shy. Also, there is something brand new that we are doing. We're now doing a simulcast on Facebook Live. So if you are a big fan of Facebook, you're going to want to join the Psychic Talk Radio group. Just go to www.psychictalk.net/Facebook, and you will be able to not only listen in, but you can watch some of our shows. Also, if you want to leave a comment or ask for a mini reading, you can post it there too, as we are using that as our chat room. Okay, so now that you have all that information, it is time to start. Woohoo! Our show's topic today is auras, or what color is your aura? First of all, the aura is the glowing energy field that surrounds physical objects, especially the human body. But before we go into this, as we do on every show, we have to draw a tarot card. And this is to see what the cards are telling us about the energy of today and the upcoming 2 weeks. Okay, the deck that I am using is the forever popular Rider deck. Now, I want to give you a little history lesson on how it gets its name. It is the most popular deck in the English-speaking world. And the printer of the cards was the Rider Company in London. The artist was Pamela Coleman Smith, and she worked under the direction of the mystic A.E. Waite. And this deck has been around for over 100 years. And it's also known as the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. And I'm going to shuffle the cards and drum roll. Okay, wow. Today's card is the Ace of Pentacles. And guess what? The image on the card depicts a glowing aura around a hand holding a pentacle, which are sometimes called coins. Aces in the tarot deck, they represent the number one, and there's one for each of the four suits in the tarot deck's minor arcana. Now, this ace represents the suit of pentacles, which represents the physical world of material resources like money, as well as the physical body. And aces always represent the gift of new beginnings. So I think this is a great card to get because everyone is talking about the upcoming new year of 2020. And the message from this card is, I think this is going to be one of the best years of your life. You will be offered new streams of income, improved health, and unexpected opportunity. And if you are into angels, this card represents the Archangel Ariel and her band of angels of abundance. Now, to make this all happen, you may want to work with your angels. And how you can do this is you can reflect and meditate and then talk to your angels about what you can do to bring this about. We always say, ask your angels and listen. Remember, the word angel begins with A, which is to ask, and it ends with L, which is the letter for listen. And you're going to ask and listen for guidance and insights to best prepare you for the new year that lies ahead. That's amazing. Sounds a lot like what's coming up. The angels of abundance got that right. Now, remember, whether you are a believer or a skeptic in angels, the angels believe in you. They see your inner light. They know your true talents, and they understand that you have an important life mission. And here's the wonderful thing, that even if you don't believe in them, they believe in you. They will help you with everything. So be open to the angel experience and ask them to be your best friends. and be open. You can even be a skeptic. Just look for the results and signs and the miracles to unfold. Next, after pulling a tarot card, I always like to check and see what moon cycle we're in and what's coming to the sky by us tonight. And tonight, Sunday, is a waxing moon, which means it appears to be growing larger in the sky. And this is in preparation when it'll be a full moon, which will be this Thursday, December 12th. Now, if you put this together with the Ace of Pentacles tarot card that I just drew, you should use this moon cycle to meditate and focus on what material gains, health, and abundance you want to bring into your life. Also, if you're into candle magic, you want to light a red candle for Archangel Uriel and a green candle for Archangel Raphael, which, interestingly enough, will be pretty easy to find this time of year. And this is to enlist the help of the angels for love, abundance, and manifestation in earthly work. I'm just going to take a sip of tea. And also, if you work with crystals, you want to recharge them by placing them outside or by a window on Thursday under the full moon. Awesome. So let's begin with our topic. It's time to talk about auras. And what color is your aura? For our listeners who may not be aware, everything has an aura. Trees have auras, animals have auras, crystals have auras, essential oils have auras. We kind of see that as their halos or wings. In fact, all beings of light have auras, and you and I are beings of light, so we have auras. But unlike the angels, we can consciously change the color of our personal auras. Okay, that's pretty awesome. So let's begin. Everything is made up of vibrating energy, and matter is a projection of energy. The human body emits many different forms of energy, and one of them is known as the human aura. Now, the human aura has many layers, and the shape of it is very similar to an egg, and it surrounds your entire body. And many energy healers, light workers, or Reiki healers believe that the aura contains information that is related to our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. Now, experts say that the human aura is believed to be made of 15 different layers. And these different layers, they reflect different colors of energy, different vibrations of energy, and they're all interconnected. But today, we are just really going to be going into the first seven layers of the human aura. And these are the denser ones. These are the ones that are connected to our human body. And they're actually generated by each one of the seven chakras that line up along the spinal column. And if you want to be healthy, and also if you want to manifest, which I think we all want to do, you're going to want to learn how to visualize and see the colors of the rainbow so that you can work with your chakras. So the first chakra, which is the densest one and densest vibration, is layer one. It's the root or the base chakra. Its color is red, and the archangel there that you work with is the archangel Uriel. And the focus for it is for stability and trust. And one affirmation that you want to remember is to say that I am safe and secure. And this is something that Newton actually discovered, is that these colors of the rainbow, they also correspond to the musical scale. So the musical note for the root chakra or the red chakra is the musical note C and the note Do, which is interesting because this is the chakra that has to do with financial stability. So that's an easy one to remember, Do, because we call money Do. Okay, the second layer is the sacral chakra, and its color is orange. The archangel is Gabriel, and the focus there is for creativity and manifestation. So a good affirmation for it is, I feel creative, and also that I embrace change, because you have to remember that if you want to be creative and manifest, you have to be open to change. The musical note is D, and also on the scale, it is Ray. The third layer is the solar plexus. And the archangel is Jophiel, and the color of the rainbow that it is yellow. And the focus here is for self-esteem and confidence. And a mantra or an affirmation for it is, I stand fully in my power. The musical note is E, and on the scale, this would be me. The next layer is the fourth layer, which is the heart chakra. The color is green. The archangel is Raphael. And this is the chakra where the focus is for love and romance. So the affirmation for this chakra is, I love myself and others. And the musical note on the keyboard is F. And on the scale, it's Fa. On the fifth layer, which is the throat, which is blue, the color, the archangel is Michael. And this is the chakra where the focus is for self-expression and communication. And the affirmation here is, I speak my truth clearly and respectfully. And the musical note is G. And on the scale, that's so. Okay, the next layer, moving further away from the actual physical body, is the sixth layer, and that is the third eye chakra. And the color there is indigo, and the archangel is Raziel. And the focus there is for clarity and information. The affirmation is, I see clearly my inner visions. The musical note is A, and on the scale, that would be La. The next layer, which is the seventh layer, is the crown. And the color there is violet. The archangel is Zachiel. And the focus of this chakra is for mental peace and connection to the divine. So the affirmation here would be, I understand my divine purpose, the musical note is B, and this would be T. Okay, now you want to balance your aura so that all of your chakras are balanced. And there is a very easy way to do this. You're going to visualize the seven colors of the rainbow. So starting with red, then orange, yellow, green, blue, and indigo, and finally violet. Now, that's to balance, but you want to make sure that your chakras are charged if you want to be healthy and you want to manifest and attract. And there's a really easy way to recharge and tone your chakras, and that is, you can pretend that you were in the Sound of Music, and you simply sing Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So, La, Ti. And it's defined that second Do, actually, as we said, there's 15 layers to the human aura. So that would be going to the eighth chakra, which is actually the soul star chakra. And that's the one that connects the physical body to the divine. So I always tell people, before you get out of bed, just sing Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So, La, Ti, Do. And visualize the colors, and this will automatically charge you and connect you with the angels and make your aura be glowing and attractive, that you can attract and manifest. So I guess some of you are asking, you know, how can I see the aura? And I've got a really simple way for you guys to see your aura. And that is, this will work best in a dark room, but you can also do it in daylight, is simply get a mirror and look into the mirror, and then just get a little flashlight and hold that flashlight at chest level. And you in the mirror, just let your eyes kind of focus and on focus. And when you look into the mirror, you will begin to start to see your aura. And in the beginning, it's probably just going to look white, but eventually you will be able to see the different colors in there. And you want to see if there's any color in particular that's coming off of it. And you can also do this with other people. And, you know, mirrors are really amazing. I guess that's the reason why they call it a magic mirror. So we are moving right along. So we are going to take some calls. I'm just going to check it with the switchboard and check with the chat room. And we are going to start with some calls. So interesting, we are lighting up like a Christmas tree, which is very apropos for this time of year. So the first call that I am going to start with is area code 831. Caller, area code 831. Hi,
good
how
morning,
are you? Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much. When I saw the description, I thought, oh my goodness, I had an experience in class a few days ago. And normally I've always seen auras, but I've only seen just like the white energy around everything, desks, chairs, people. And when someone's really excited or emotional, I'll be made aware of it, but it's always been like this white energy and I never really say anything. Well, I have asked, like, it'd be really cool to be able to see the colors so I can know the emotion of the person I'm speaking to and let it go. Well, what happened was there was this man reading his script and I was shocked because I saw this beautiful yellow aura all around him, yellow, completely yellow. And I thought, I need to go home and see what that means for his aura because he was so into it. But then when the teacher told him that could be offensive to some people and was kind of like redirecting him, it changed and I saw nothing. You know, so I know that he didn't want to offend anybody, but he was really passionate about his work, obviously, and I was thinking solar plexus, but I am going to do the mirror exercise more. And when you said, is it do, okay, I wrote it down, do, re, mi, fa, la, ke, do, I wrote it down wrong.
Okay, let me give it to you. It's do. And that's funny, it corresponds with the root chakra. Then it's ray, like a drop of golden sun. Me, like me, a name I call myself. I'm doing the Sound of Music. Fa.
A long, long way to run.
And then soul, and then la, and then chi. So do,
and no do
ray,
again.
Well, you can,
Mi,
there is another
fa,
do.
So,
the do
la,
would be
ti,
the eighth
do.
One. Yeah, it can keep going because you actually have 15 colors in your aura. But, you know, mostly to keep it simple for today, we're just working with the first seven. But no, it repeats. I mean, it's so interesting, you know, with sacred geometry and numerology, how numbers and patterns come around. But know the do will come around, but keep in mind that do is going to be an octave higher than the do that we started with. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for this.
And it's,
I'm definitely going to be doing this because I am stepping into change, and there's a very, very old wound from over 32 years ago when I was terrified about how am I going to take care of myself, but I'm in a family that's extremely abusive and I'm afraid to leave. Fast forward 20 years later, my partner reflected that unhealed wound back to me, and now he's been breaking into my home and vandalizing, and I'm afraid that if I tell, then how will I survive on the alimony and the support? And I said, okay, universe, this is what I need. Set a number, that and or more, because I don't want it to block anything. I want to just do what I love. And I'm going to stand up for myself when I do, you know, catch him on, you know, I'm going to record everything. I've asked them, if it's you, I'm recording. I'm going to turn this in. If it is, where I keep my clothes at a storage was broken into. And, of course, it was the things that they love. And it's three people who have been really horrifically abusing my home, my house, and scaring me to death. And so I said, okay, I am going to follow what I love. I have to not worry about how I'm going to be supportive. This is what I need and or more, and I'm just going to follow what I love. Please. I had this vision where when my grandmother had passed back in 2009, of being pushed off a cliff, but as I was falling and screaming, I started to soar and fly, and the cliff represented my fear, and my grandmother was trying to, like, let me know, step into it so you can soar and fly and experience your life in a far more superior way than you are. So all of this is coming back. So I really, anything you get that could help me, which is I will do the visualizations, I will sing the notes. I have been seeing rainbows all week long, and even double rainbows. And I'm like, oh, I just love rainbows, you know, and I'm seeing them. So now I'm going to wake up and do this, and then I'm acknowledging that the fear is there, but I want it to go. And I know that a part of this journey is trusting, okay, I know it's there, and it is dissipating, and just seeing it coming off of me as I step into this new, closer relationship with the universe, and not saying, hey, excuse me, do you have time? I'm kind of over here. But to say, no, I deserve this. I've asked, and now I'm in the receiving mode. And I wrote down what you said. Let me see if I turn the page. And it was when you're talking to the angels. Let's see if I can find it. I wanted to ask, what is it that I need? I don't have the paper in front of me because I have several, because I have my computer. Oh, it says, what can I ask to bring this about, angels and God? Amen. You know, because I do see the orbs around me, and then when I don't see them for a while, it's a fluorescent blue. Sometimes it's pink and yellow, and I'll say, I miss you guys. I haven't seen you in a while, because I know it's the angels. But I really want to have a closer connection, and I cannot stay in this place emotionally or physically in my life anymore. I need to move forward, so I'd rather step into change than to be where I'm at.
Well, what I'm getting is, and I'm getting Archangel Michael. He's the blue one. He's the blue guy, and he will provide you with protection. And he is saying that you are powerful, and you're a creative child of God, and you are very loved. So he is protecting you. The pink and the yellow, that is Archangel Jophiel. And Archangel Jophiel, she is a female energy archangel, and she is all about self-confidence and being able to stay positive. I'm also getting that you are in perfect divine timing, so you are where you need to be at this moment to move forward. You are going to be, you know, next year, you're going to be in a much better place than you are right now. And I'm getting cards like the strength card. You know, draw upon your strength, and you are going to be safe, secure, and be ready to stand in your power. You've got it.
thank you so much, because I'm like, I'm just, when I think about it, because I was like, look, I know I wouldn't be here if you all didn't intervene, and I just want to make sure that I can still be a mom and go for a hike, but then I want to work with you, and I know that if you say I want to work with you, that you better be ready to
it's happening.
Be prepared
you're
to change your life.
Yeah, you're in the moment.
And I wanted
you're
to know,
gonna,
could I read something to you for the listeners?
It has to be kind of quick because we do have other calls,
okay.
but I'd love to hear it. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you. It says, this is for everyone today and with love. And this is a quote. If you're brave enough to leave everything behind that is familiar and comforting, which can be anything from your house to bitter old resentments, and set out on a truth-seeking journey, either externally and or internally. And if you are truly willing to regard everything that happens to you on that journey as a clue, and if you accept everyone you meet along the way as a teacher, and if you are prepared most of all to face and forgive some very difficult realities about yourself, then the truth will not be withheld from you. That's a quote. It's not from me.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much. You know, I didn't catch your first name, so I want to also write that down too.
I am Christina.
I think we've spoken before. Your voice is very familiar. Did we ever speak before? I believe so.
We have, and I'm getting ready to, start to blog, and I'm asking the angels to just work with me and take all of the painful things that have happened in my life, and let's look first through the universe, gods, the divinity, and or a power greater than yourself at the hidden blessings and the miracles that doesn't take away from the pain, but that can help us have understanding so we can release and grow from it, like those leaves that dry up, fall to the ground, turn to mulch, and feed the tree. Because once we have that understanding, then we can grow and just plant
seeds. Oh, definitely. You're ready.
And,
shine your light.
Yes.
Be a light worker.
I'll reach out
shine
to
your
you.
Light. Definitely. Thank you so much. I'm going to put you back in the queue. And thanks for calling, Christina. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to go to the next caller. And that's area code 330. So caller 330, are you there? Welcome.
Hello, I am here.
Hi, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Leslie from Manhattan, Kansas.
Manhattan, Kansas. There's a Manhattan in Kansas too?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm in Manhattan in New York, so hello, fellow Manhattanite. I guess your Manhattan isn't an island. We are actually an island in the middle of the harbor. But hello. And your first name again, I didn't catch that.
Leslie.
Okay, Leslie. How can I help you today? Are you enjoying our program, first of all?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
And so do you have a question or do you want to contribute something to our discussion?
No, I have a question. Yes.
Okay.
Do you see me getting an offer for a full-time position at a college or university here in the next few weeks?
Okay. Let me see. Okay. So what it's showing is that you have been in a holding pattern and waiting for something good to come up. What I'm seeing timing wise, it's, you know, everything is working. This is kind of what it's saying is this is like it's a slower period and that the things are going to start, you know, picking up within the next few weeks. And, It's also saying something with communication. This position that you're looking for, is there someone that you're talking to? Because what I'm getting is, once again, I'm getting the Archangel Michael. I'm seeing phone lines and people talking. So are you talking with this person where you want the job? I'm seeing a lot of that. That seems to be the key to moving forward. I'm getting like to definitely, you need to speak up about it. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, and I have been interviewing, and I had 3 interviews this past week, including 2 this past Friday.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm seeing is actually that there's going to be multiple offers that are coming your way. You're going to have to actually see you in a position where you're going to have to actually choose, which is a good thing. So it's like you're going to get probably one offer, and then another one might come on the heels of it. But definitely a lot of things happening there. And also I'm getting that the money's going to be good, and it's going to give you a lot of freedom. I see is the type of work that you do. Do you move around a lot? Is it like you're very active, or because I just see you being very busy at the beginning of the year.
Yes. And this is a vision that involves working with students and for academic progression.
Yeah. You're going to be very, very busy. So it's actually saying kind of enjoy the break that you're getting right now, because once you start working, you're going to be really, really busy. So be prepared for that. Enjoy the freedom that you're having right now. And then you're going to be definitely very, very busy. But I see more than one offer coming your way.
Yes. And I want this next position in higher education to be a much stronger fit than the one I had last time.
Yeah, I see you moving to something that that you're going to be a lot happier. It's going to be like a better place. That the last thing that you had was okay, but this is going to be even better, and it's going to be closer to your life mission, which is, you know, why we came here. You know, not just a job, but something where you'll feel very fulfilled with. And I'm getting, as far as the timing, it'll probably be the beginning of the new year.
Yes, and I have several places in the hopper, including my hometown of Akron, Ohio, where I applied for a rising position in 2 different areas.
Well, that might be the movement that I'm seeing, that I'm getting that you need to talk and you need to take action. And you know, all this thing about movement. So it sounds like something that you might have to change location. But it's going to be good, and you're going to be real busy. You're going to be real busy. So enjoy right now, because when it takes off, you're going to be very, very busy. I hope that helped, Leslie. Thanks for calling. I'm going to put you back in the hole so you can keep listening in the queue, because it's funny, like you might also get answers from other calls that I take, because we're always in the right place, you know, even when we're in listening mode. I'm looking now, we are at the bottom of the hour, so I need to go over what's coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. So we'll be getting back. We have some other calls to get back to. So, but right now, let me tell you what is going to be coming up. Tomorrow on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, we actually have 2 radio shows. So that's for Monday, December 9. So at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon, there is Wisdom of the Soul, and that's with host Janice Fuchs, and then followed right after that at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. There's one of my favorite shows. That's with my good friend and co-host, Catherine Hahn. And her program is Compassionate Light and Healing and Guidance Show. And she'll also be taking calls. So you'll be able to also call her if you have any questions or if you'd like a mini reading. And then on Friday, December 13th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, the doctors are in, and that's going to be with Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax. And their topic is how to bring archetypes into your life, as well as part two, setting up sacred space, which could be your altar, and visualization. And that will also, besides the topic, include open lines and mini readings and more. And then on the weekend, next Saturday, another wonderful show. That's going to be 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and that will be with Psychic Saturday, and that will be with Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle. And their topic is going to be the psychic spin on infinite universes. And they'll be also taking your phone calls, too. Now, don't forget, this show, my show, Magic Universe, will be back on Sunday, December 22nd at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And the topic for that show will be very apropos for the timing. It's all about light workers and the season of light, because this is the season of light. And I know that everyone who's calling in, you're my fellow light workers. And besides the topic, I will be taking calls and doing mini readings. Now, if you like this show, you're going to like the other shows that we do on the psychictalk.net radio network. So you want to bookmark on your computer www.psychictalk.net, and then you will be able to go in and see what's coming next. And as far as our shows, there's also an archive there. You can listen to some of our shows that have already been done. And also, while you're there, you do want to check out our online courses. We have Psychic You. And if you like today's topic that I'm doing on auras, and you want to learn more, or maybe you're looking to get certified in Reiki, do check out my Certified Angel Reiki online course, and it's on sale there. Okay, let's see. We need to take some more calls. So I am going to go to caller 626. Hello. How
good
are
morning,
you? Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Where are you calling from? I can hear you. A little bit of background noise, but I can hear your name. And where are you calling from?
Gotcha. My name is Genevieve, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Wow, Los Angeles. How you doing out there? And that's Genevieve?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. How can, do you want to add something to our topic, or can I do a reading for you? So good to talk
well,
with
I have
you.
I do have a quick question about our topic, which you
course.
Probably answered it on shows. When we see the rainbow, is that in any way connected
mm-hmm.
with the aura of the earth?
Yes. Well, the everything that is has an aura, okay?
Right.
So even things that we don't think are living creatures. We know that, you know, it's easy to think that trees and dogs and cats have auras, the flowers have auras, but also
right.
things like that are, I mean, the earth definitely has an aura. The earth actually, you know, we're talking about chakras, the earth also has chakras too, you know, different places in the world correspond to the chakras, but the earth definitely has an aura. Yep. Anything
right,
that
I've
has
read
anything that.
That
is. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, you maybe that'll be a later show where I'll go on as far as, you know, talking about, you know, the earth and how there's meridians or ley lines, which are
right.
similar to the meridians that we have in our body. Anyone who's into acupuncture or Chinese medicine, they know about the meridians. And the earth actually has chakras. Yep. Mm-hmm. So it definitely has a, there's definitely an aura there that the earth
great.
Has.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I do have
yep.
a quick question. I'm going to have to be going up against an attorney that was hired
yes.
by somebody in a trust, and now I'm the trustee. And because of his negligence, the trust lost a lawsuit in court and lost $150,000. And I have proof that it was due to his negligence. Am I going to have any luck as a trustee in trying to recuperate some of that loss through him?
Okay, let me see. I think the cards are showing that you're gonna be victorious, and we're getting. It's gonna be a victory. It's gonna turn everything around. So there's a lot of movement. It's gonna be happening pretty quickly. You don't wanna stop working with this. But, you know, I see you definitely turning it around and getting a settlement. Let me see if there's an archangel that's coming through. We're getting Archangel Gabriel, she has to do with, you know, it's funny, we're getting a lot of calls about speaking up and, you know, listening for messages. So the message that I'm getting from Archangel Gabriel is it's time for you to assume a leadership position. And so this, you know, in order to have this come out the way that you would like for it to come out, you're going to have to take a leadership position. But I see you coming out ahead on this, Genevieve. I really do, that you can create a miracle.
Oh, thank you so much.
And, yeah, and I see it's a busy time. So, like, once this happens, you're going to be very, very busy.
Oh, I'm sure I am. I appreciate that so much because the beneficiaries have really been hurt. And I look forward to that leadership taking me forward with this attorney. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Stay in touch. And I'm sending lots of energy toward you. And you can do it. I know you can. You're a light worker, lady. You can create a miracle. I'm going to put you back in the phone queue so you
okay.
can listen.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, the next call that is caller calling from area code 269. 269, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Pam. I'm calling from Michigan.
Hi, Pamela or Pam? Pamela or Pam?
Pam. Pam is fine.
Okay. How can I, do you have a question about our topic? Do you have a question you want me to check in with the angels and the cards? How can I help you today?
Yeah, I have the second option, the question to check in with the angels.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call, by the way.
Oh, my pleasure. I mean, I wouldn't have a show without you guys calling in.
Okay.
So thanks for calling in. I mean, thank you so much.
Yeah, I've just been looking for a job. I've been doing
okay.
some temp work, and I've had some really bad jobs. And I would just like something that, you know, I love to do and that's permanent.
Okay.
But at the other end of the spectrum, I still need to pay my bills, so I have to keep taking, you know, whatever comes along.
Right. You need a,
but I would
yeah,
like to, I would like to get
job,
out of that cycle.
Right. You want to get out of the job cycle and
right.
Also be able to fulfill your, you know, everyone has a mission of something that they
mm-hmm.
want to they want to do.
Mhm.
Well, I mean, we're getting really good cards on this. I'm actually, you know, you're saying, I actually see you doing, in addition to a job, some kind of hobby thing, too, that's going to make you really happy. Definitely, you know, something really good coming up in your career and a lot of movement. There's like a helpful person that's going to help you with this. Is there someone that you're talking to, at least for the job? Because I'm getting a lot of communication signals.
No, I'm just kind of on my own applying to everything I see.
Oh, okay. Because it's also, you know, because I'm getting this thing about, you know, talking. So I know you're applying to everything that you see, but you want to make sure that if you can, I know it's not always possible, but when you apply for something, that see if you can get an opportunity to talk to those people, because you're very
mm-hmm.
good at communicating. You know, just sending out a resume, you know, it's just kind of like that's just a piece of paper. But if you can in any way talk to the people that you want to get a job with, you're an excellent communicator.
Mm-hmm.
So I see you. I mean, and also, like, they're also showing me, like, make sure you, like, if you get an interview, send a thank you letter. You know, this whole thing of letting them know that you really want the job and just really asking for the job. I'm sure that
mm-hmm.
when you send out a resume, you put a letter with it. But, you know, make sure you put in there, you know, I want this job. Because what the angels are saying is, yeah, what the angels are saying, most people don't do that. And communication is very important.
Is there something blocking me? Because I think I interview very well, and I've had a lot of interviews, and I've had my resume worked over by a lot of recruiters, and I always send out thank you notes, and I still am not getting jobs, the jobs that, you know, the good ones.
Okay, what I'm
and I don't know if there's just a lot of competition.
Well, there's a thing that's known as divine timing. So I'm getting
mm-hmm.
that, you know, you don't want to take this personally. It might be just, you know, like don't read more into it than what is there. That it might,
mm-hmm.
it just not might not be the timing or the opportunity for you.
Mm-hmm.
I keep getting, I know you said that you're working with a counselor. You know, I kind of see you also kind of like tweaking it, you know, as far as, are you thinking about kind of changing something in regard to what you do? Because there is a lot of change that I see that it might be that you might maybe apply for something that you wouldn't ordinarily apply for. It might be that also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing that too.
Well, just the whole thing is you want to, you know, you don't want to read more into it. You want to stay positive, but I'm getting abundance, and I'm also getting, like, there's helpful people out there. There's helpful people that are going to help you, and you're going to be okay. You know, I don't think this is going to be a long, you know, a long wait.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling. I'm going to put you back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Bye. Okay, we have caller area code 770. Welcome to Magic Universe.
Well, welcome. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Maddie, and I'm calling from hot Atlanta.
You're okay. Is it hot there? Because
yes.
It's cold here in New York. My goodness.
Oh, I would love to
so,
do that.
So, Maddie.
No,
well,
it's not cold here. It's in the 50s, so it's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's
yeah. And I would love to be where you
amazing.
Are.
That's amazing. Really? Okay,
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah, in this city? Oh, more festy. More alive.
Well,
festy.
Yeah.
Things going on.
A lot going on. So how
yes.
can I help you, Maddie?
I would like for you to pull a card. Yeah, do that for me, would you please?
Okay, I can pull a bunch
what's
of cards.
Coming through, because I, my dreams have been all about numbers. And
okay.
last night I dreamt about I had received a statement and I owed 0-0 balance. It's like I'm dreaming about all the numbers: 5-5-5, 80, 3-3-3. I dreamt about 51. My sister had won a lottery for 51,000. And just numbers been coming up in my dreams. And last night it was about I got an invoice with 0-0 balance. So.
Well, that's always a good one to get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, have you ever studied numbers? You know, there's a science and art called numerology.
It's
and
a hobby. It's a hobby. It's a hobby of mine. I've been doing it for years. Yes.
Yeah, you want to go on to our website. There's some courses that we do on numerology. I know that the CEO of Psychic Talk Net Radio, he is a numerologist. And numerology, it sounds like there's two things that I hear. One, I think of numerology when I hear about numbers, but also, you know, that's kind of like if you think of us as being kind of a human computer, you also might be getting a download from the universe. So you're being upgraded as far as your evolution and light working. And it's not uncommon to see numbers.
I got you.
The number,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, just think about, like, every time you go onto a computer, how those numbers roll. The code, we're getting everyone. If you, that's one way that you know that you are a light worker, because you're getting like a download from the angels or the Akashic records. The number that the first card that that when I shuffled them and there was a card that that fell out. It's the number 5 card, which is the Hierophant, and that. That has to do with, seeking, spiritual enlightenment, as well as, working, giving other people spiritual enlightenment. Does that resonate
okay.
with you? Does that card resonate with you? Because that was the one that first came up. And then I'm getting cards about abundance. I mean, do you do anything where you, obviously you're into seeking spiritual knowledge, but
I
also see that, that there could be followers that are coming to you for advice. And if you do that would be a source of, at least for your life purpose, a form of, bringing in money. Which is always good. We do like money.
Yeah, we do. It makes everything convenient. Yes, most definitely. Mm-hmm.
And, since we were talking about chakras, I'm thinking of the 5th chakra, which is the throat one. So that's self-expression and communication. And I'm also getting that it stems around you're someone, you stick up for the underdog. You're like an advocate for people. Do you do that? I mean, you have a lot of leadership qualities around you as far as helping others.
Oh, okay. Wow. People have told me that they see it. I think it's a thing where I myself has been a little stubborn and didn't want to believe it, because I guess because I really didn't believe in myself. But I've had people tell me, "Oh my God, what do you do? I see a lot of light around you." Things like that I've gotten over the years, and sometimes I think about it, why did I? I've had people that wanted to work with me, you know, and I guess I was a little too stubborn. I wasn't ready. And so, but now I think I'm ready. Hello?
What's so funny, I pulled a card and the message on it is you're ready. Don't stop. It's up to you. This is the time. Yes. So
yes, I'm ready now.
You're a light worker. You have you definitely have clairvoyance. I'm getting Archangel Raziel, and he is involved also with the third eye, which is clarity and intuition. You want to do that thing that I told everyone earlier about, you know, sing the musical scale, you know, the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. And then you can go to the do too. Just keep repeating that, because that is going to tune up your chakras so that they're balanced. And that's going to create the rainbow aura, which when we look at it in the light, it is like a white light, but you can see color coming off of it. And I, in my tuition, I can't physically see you. I do see like a lot of blue light coming off from your aura. So you're definitely really good at self-expression and communication. But also, you know, Archangel Michael, you are a defender of people. You have that quality, and also a spiritual leader. But the number that I got is number 5, and that also 5 also has to do with change. Not necessarily, I mean, it's change for you, but also where you're good at is you can help other people in dealing with change. So that's where I keep getting like counselor or spiritual leader, because the hardest thing that people have to deal with is change. We're all afraid of it, but I don't think you're afraid of it. I think you embrace it, and you know how to kind of surf with the waves and the tide. I do see that.
Oh, that's a beautiful message. Wow, beautiful. Yes,
I'm sorry. Yeah.
There is a change about to take in my life. It's changing. It's changing now. Change has begun in my life.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Definitely.
And just,
one thing, yeah, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, in 2 weeks, I'm actually going to be doing a program on light working and the season of light, and how to, you know, use the season of light, which is hope. And, you know, the world needs hope, and the world needs light workers, and you're definitely one of those.
Okay, fantastic. Wow. Love the message. Love it, just love it. So, yes, so you see my change in, it's going to be victorious.
Definitely. You're ready for it. And you have, what's interesting, I mean, the hardest thing that you have to work with is you tend to overthink things. So, you know, you put out all these kind of like, you know, we radiate out from our aura, we're drawing to us opportunities. And sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're not, you know, you're not, you don't trust yourself to flow with it. But, you know, there's a lot of good opportunities that are surrounding you. And just have the confidence that you will pick the right one and you will be victorious.
Fantastic. Oh, God, fantastic. I got that confirmation, because there is a
awesome.
Little.
Awesome.
Now go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
ahead.
Yeah, I'm just getting really great cards for you. So, you know, lots of opportunities and yes, you know, yeses.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget to sing the musical scale every morning.
And the musical scale is what again?
Well, think of the musical, the Sound of Music. And
mm-hmm.
it's do, do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti.
And I'm going to have to go and Google that.
Yeah,
the,
look
the
at well, what
music.
It's called. Yep, the, well, look up this. There's a song that goes along with it, you know, for each of the different notes. And that Isaac Newton, who, you know, was a really smart man, he was one of the first ones that connected the rainbow with the musical scale. So once again, numbers, you know, numbers that repeat itself. So those are, you know, the seven in the Western music scale. There are five, you know, there's five tones. So do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti. And those also are the frequencies of your chakras. And
okay.
And then look at yourself in the mirror, and you'll be able to see your aura. Awesome.
Oh. Wow.
Okay,
does
well, I'm
going to
put
changes?
You back in the... Yeah, oh, wait, no, go, sorry.
Does the
yeah.
aura changes every... Does the aura change every day?
Yes. We are the most creatures. They like if you're an angel, you can't change your aura, but we as humans can change the colors of our auras because we have choice, and that's why I always tend to say at the end of the show, choose to focus on what you want because that's going to show up in your aura, and that those things will be drawn to you. So we can change our aura by the way that we think. We can also do it by, I mean, these are other shows that I'm going to be doing. But the quickest way that you can do it is to do the musical scale so that you're doing the different tones because they, like if you were a piano tuner, that's how they tune a piano. You want to vibrate at the tone or the sound that is the proper one for you. And when we get out of tune, that's when we, it's called getting out of harmony, and that's when we don't attract to us what we want, which would be, you know, like maybe ill health or whatever. You just want to keep that harmony. You want to be harmonious.
Thank you. I'm gonna go Google the sound of music, the musical scale, and get that.
It's a good, yeah. You're gonna watch the movie. It's a great movie for this time of year. Okay, my dear, it is good with you. I'm gonna put you back in the queue. Okay, I'm gonna put you back in the queue. Tune in 2 weeks when I do a program on light working. Okay, I'm gonna put you back in the queue.
Well, okay.
Okay, we have time for one more call. And like I always say, if I didn't have time to get to your call, I'll be back in 2 weeks, but there are three more shows that are coming up this week that you can also call into. But I have caller 215. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Susan from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Susan. How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good because I'm hanging out with you guys. This is where you hang out here and you'll get some good vibes. We do good vibrations here.
Yes, I was listening before you picked up my call. Yes. Great.
So, Susan, what's going on? Do you Can I help you, or do you want to contribute something to the conversation that we're having?
I was wondering if you could give me a brief reading, if you can.
I can, of course. Okay. I love doing readings.
Thank
I absolutely
you.
Love doing readings. Okay. Let me just do some shuffling here. So if you hear the noise in the background, it's my cards doing
okay.
their shuffling thing. Okay. All good stuff, okay?
All good
you,
stuff. Good.
Yeah, this, well, you know, I'm going to say, you know, next year, because we're moving into next year, but this year has not been an easy year for you, and the year that's coming up is going to be a lot better for everyone, not just you, and in some ways, you're going to feel kind of like you're reborn, like a child that you're stepping off on a journey, and what I see is that there's actually, it's interesting, everyone today, I'm seeing that there's going to be a lot of options that are open. You know, like there'll be a lot of things that's going to be offered to you. And kind of get ready for that, because if it's quiet now, you're going to be very, very busy. And you're going to be offered a lot of things to choose from. And what I'm getting is that you just need to choose carefully and, it's a good thing that's going on. I'm getting that, you know, this year it's the worst is now behind you, and that you're just kind of, I just see you flying and soaring to new and wonderful things. Does that resonate with you?
Well, I sure had. 2019 wasn't a good year for me, for sure. I just hope it gets better.
It's going to.
Financially.
Well, if you remember, at the beginning of the reading, I actually did one for the year, and that was one of the things that it just said that it's going to be, this year has been not one of hope and optimism. So we're moving into where it's going to be much more optimistic, and we're going to see more hope and more opportunities. So there's a lot of things that are opening up, and it's all, you know, there's like sometimes you have to go through a rough period to kind of appreciate and where you are, but also it gives you an opportunity as far as making choices, and it's going to pay off. You know, all the, you know, the lessons are going to pay off, and you're going to get many blessings. Now, we were talking about the chakras. You want to work on the yellow one, which is at the belly button. That's self-confidence and belief in yourself. You got to, that's Archangel Jophiel, and she is saying that you have to believe in yourself and really work on your self-confidence. The note for that one is me. So it's easy to remember. If the one that for self-confidence, it would be do-re-mi. So chanting the word me. And that is the octave that you want to tune to that. But, you know, the worst is behind you. And, you know, everything is really looking up. You know, I'm looking forward to 2020.
Okay. But you said my chakra from my belly button needs to be worked on.
Yeah. What you do is you have, picture your spinal column. So your root chakra is the very first one. That's your feet or the base of your spine. Then right above it at the hip level is the sacral one, which is the orange one. And at the belly button, think of it as like kind of like where all the warmth, also, you know, that's kind of your power center. It's called the solar plexus. And just kind of working from that energy and having that self-confidence and stepping into your power. And don't let anyone take that away from you, you can do anything.
Well, that's probably because I'm an Aries. I have to do everything.
I'm an Aries, too.
I
know what
like,
it's like to be an Aries.
It's so complicated sometimes. People just don't understand us.
Yeah. Well, we're was saying that I got the card, the beginning, you know, being like a child. Mm-hmm. We're kind of like the child. But the thing is, sometimes we're told don't be assertive, but you need to be, in your particular case, you want to be assertive. You want to speak up for, what is right for you, and then also listen to your intuition. So working with the angels is a wonderful thing to do. You can, you can talk to them. You know, I always tell people once you figure out that you have this team there that is listening to you and giving you guidance, you're going to be totally amazed because they're going to help you with anything that you want. And you just have to start talking to them and start listening to them, and they're going to give you signs of what you have to do. And you also, they're saying with this thing, you know, get clarity about what you want, because you want to make sure that, you know, you say, I want this and I want even something better. You know, it's saying that you should set your sights high.
Well, I've been sending it out to the universe. I just hope the universe hears me. I know he's pretty busy right now.
it can help
drop.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It can help everyone. You know, it is, it's very, very big. So don't worry, and don't even, you know, it can help. It has room to help us all at the same time. So, but I do see it. I see you moving forward. I hope that helps.
Okay. But my financial gain is going to get better too?
Yes. But that all goes along with the confidence.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
You have somehow I'm getting that there's a blockage where you don't think you deserve abundance. And you have to rewrite that script. You know, it's kind of like we are writing a movie in our mind, and you want to write the movie that you want to be in. So someplace in the movie that you wrote, there has been, you believe that lack is, you know, and it's like, you know, sometimes we get it from, you know, people, you know, teach you don't ask, you know, don't set your sights high, and you just need to raise them. You can definitely, you know, that's financial abundance is really one of the easier things to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, you know, set your thermostat for higher.
Okay.
You know,
thank
don't
you.
Settle.
Mm-mm.
Well, it's so great.
It's so great talking to
great
you.
Great talking
you
with
have
you.
Have a nice Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I'll be back before Christmas. Tune in. I'll be back on the 22nd, and that'll be the show on light working. So, I know that all of you out there, you're light workers like me. So this is where we have our little family. So I'm going to put you back in the queue so you can listen in.
Okay.
Okay, everyone. It looks like we're running out of time, so I'm just going to have to wrap up this show. And it's now time to say farewell. And as I was saying earlier, I will be back on December 22nd, but in between there's other shows on the Psychic Talk .net radio network, and be sure to tune into them. And remember that this show is always on the second and fourth Sunday of every month. And I want to share something with each one of you, those that are listening in and those that I spoke to. Remember, that your thoughts vibrate. And we were, you know, we talked about, you know, changing your aura and your, and, you know, the color of your aura and everything. Your thoughts are one of the key things to working with that. And your thoughts radiate a signal, which attracts to it a matching signal that'll come back from the universe. It's like magic. And this is called the law of attraction. So you want to, you know, always think about what you're thinking and just make sure that it stays in the positive so the universe knows exactly what you want to receive. And as I said earlier, I want to thank each one of you, my listeners, my fellow light workers, because just as I am helping you, you're helping me. We're all here to help each other. And I also want to thank the angels who are guiding us all. And I'll be back here in 2 weeks on Sunday, December 22nd, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'd like to wish for each of you love, angel light, and beautiful vibrations, and countless blessings. I want you to know that I love you, and enjoy the upcoming holidays, but I will see you before Christmas. So bye-bye. I love you all, and thanks for joining me today.